This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, they've let the nuts loose in Washington, D.C. The nuts, the flakes, the kooks, the crazy people are all out. And all of them are talking about impeaching Trump. And the nation's laughing at them. The most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my entire life, bar none. You know, remember, I'm the guy, Wayne Allen Root. It's me, by the way. The Wayne Allen Root Show, run on Unfiltered USA Radio, if you didn't know where you were. I'm the guy who went to Columbia University, and I met all these people up close and personal. The most disgusting people I've ever met in my entire life. The witches on brooms that taught at Columbia University. Feminist, communist, Marxist losers who hated America and hated men and hated straight men. All of them were on display at Columbia University when I went there. At all the Ivy League schools. They hated America. They hated Reagan. They hated capitalism. They hated anybody with money, even though all the kids in front of them were the children of wealth and privilege. Little liberal commies of wealth and privilege, angry and bitter and guilty about the wealth they were handed from the day they were born, nodding their heads in agreement with witches on brooms at the head of the classroom. What an amazing display. And that was what was on display today. The same exact people I learned from at Columbia University, the same communist professors with their ugly hairdos and their sensible shoes and their hideous clothing choices, who couldn't get a date if they were on a service that guaranteed dates, people would run for them laughing. That's what your typical liberal communist professor is like. Never in their whole lives have they had a date. That's why they're bitter and angry all day long. And so they stood up there and they attacked Trump and they attacked Barron Trump, Trump's son. And they make up stories and make up lies. And the nation watched and the nation laughs. But before I get to all that, there's a few news stories I want to deal with first. Because I love to say I told you so, as you all know. What did Muhammad Ali say? You don't have to be humble. You don't have to be, it's not a bad thing to have ego as long as you can back it up. And if you're right, you're right. It's not bragging if you can back it up, Ali said. So what did I say just yesterday? I said Kamala Harris wasn't rejected because she was black. She wasn't rejected because she's a woman. She was rejected because her ideas are crazy and because she laid on her back and had sex with Willie Brown to get jobs. And you can't be president of the United States if you lie on your back and you have sex to get jobs. I said I was a libertarian, and I don't care what people do in the bedroom. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're gay and you want to be married. There's my liberal bona fides. My one liberal bona fide in the world. Do whatever you want to do in the bedroom. I don't care. But if you do it to get government jobs and rip off taxpayer money, then you're a criminal. Then you're a bad person. Then you're evil. Then you're a fraud. Then you're a thief. That's Kamala Harris. That's why she was rejected. It had nothing to do with anything other than her ideas, which are kooky California communism, and the fact that she lied on her back for jobs to start her political career and stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from the taxpayers. If she wasn't having sex with Willie Brown, she never makes that money. But I told you yesterday that you haven't heard the last of Kamala Harris. That if I had to bet, Joe Biden would make her his VP. Because he was thinking about making Stacey Abrams his VP. Stacey Abrams is the woman, I'll say it nicely, is the woman that ran for governor of Georgia and lost. You know, the woman is like 375 pounds with a gap in her teeth. Because politics is show business. You got to take care of yourself. You got to look good. Everybody running is thin. Kamala Harris looks good. If you're going to run, you got to look good. And he was thinking about making Stacey Abrams his VP, which makes no sense. It's just incredible. Why? I think just because she's black. And he wants to pander to the black vote. But she's not the right choice for VP. You're not going to get elected president unless you look great, and unless you're thin and fit and in great shape. Every president has been in great shape. Presidents are usually joggers and workout guys. Or workout girls, if you want to elect a president of the United States. But Stacey Abrams, bad choice. Show business, it's entertainment, she doesn't look like a president. But she is African-American. And so I think Joe Biden was considering her for VP. And I said to you on the show yesterday, he's going to pick Kamala Harris instead of Stacey Abrams. Because Kamala Harris is a good-looking version, a very good-looking woman. And she happens to be African-American. And so that's perfect for Joe Biden because he panders to the black voters. He wants to pick someone who's, for only one reason, because the color of their skin is black. The fact that they're talented, the fact that they have achieved great things, the fact that they have great policies, I don't know if that even matters. All that matters is it's a woman, and she's a person of color. And so Kamala Harris would be perfect. Sure enough, what's the headline today? Joe Biden would consider Kamala Harris for VP and says she's also capable of being a Supreme Court justice. Can you imagine? So I just finished lecturing you that she got her entire political career jump-started by having sex with Willie Brown while he was married. And she took taxpayer money for taxpayer jobs because she was having sex with a guy who's married, who's powerful. And he wants to make her either Vice President of the United States or Supreme Court Justice. I called it. I called it. He'd be better off with Stacey Abrams because Stacey Abrams is at least honest. But like I said, and it's not a sexist comic, because I say this about men too. If a man was running for president and he weighed 375 pounds and he had a gap in his teeth, you can't be president. You got to look good. You have to be fit. You have to be mentally and physically fit. That's what America's looking for. Somebody who looks like a CEO. So it has nothing to do with being a woman. It has nothing to do with being black. It has to do with being fit. Stacey Abrams doesn't look fit. She's not fit, obviously. So I didn't think she'd make a good VP. I thought, I'm trying to be nice to the Democrats, trying to lead them down the right path. Kamala Harris looks better, but she's wrong because nobody likes her. That's why she's not the presidential candidate anymore. And they didn't like her because they don't like that she had sex in order to get jobs. And she stole taxpayer money. Because without the sex, she never gets the job, she never gets the money. I told you, and there's Biden, she's right at the top of the line for VP or Supreme Court Justice. I've also told you on the show again and again and again that the reason the border is open is the Democratic Party is on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel. Nobody walks across that border without paying the Mexican drug cartel. The Mexican drug cartel makes billions of dollars a year on illegal trafficking of illegals. And, of course, $500 billion a year, experts estimate, on drug trafficking across that border. Many of it is with the illegals across the border. And sure enough, here's an exclusive news story. No one crosses the river without payments to the Mexican cartels, says Texas Border Sector Assistant Chief. The whole reason the border's open is they're paying people in the Democratic Party to make believe nothing's going on and the border's open. And somebody's making billions of dollars collectively. Billions, not millions, billions. I don't say they're paying one person $1 billion. I'm saying if you give $1 million to every Democrat sheriff and every Democrat, whoever's in charge, city council member, every Democrat senator of a border state, every governor of a border state, every Democrat in the U.S. Senate that's looking the other way, every congressman looking the other way from a border state, if they all get millions deposited into a Cayman bank account, collectively it's billions of dollars. And it means nothing to the Mexican drug cartel, nothing. Billions of dollars. I was right again. It's all about the Mexican drug cartel. That's why the border is open. That's why Democrats claim they don't see anything. They're like Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. There's no problem at the border. I've seen nothing. Amazing what $1 million in a Cayman bank account will do to a Democrat. And a few key establishment Republicans, too. All right, now the funniest story of the day. Bill Weld. Who? Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, calls himself a Republican. This is the idiot who can't get 5 votes running for president. No one knows who he is. He thinks he can beat Donald Trump. He's the guy that when he heard about the phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky, he said Trump should get the death penalty. It's treason. Let's murder Trump. Bill Weld now says he can beat Trump in 3 to 5 Super Tuesday states. I had to read that to you near the top of the show because it's just, you know, the delusion of the Never Trumpers has got to be the biggest news story in America. There's something mentally wrong with you, Bill Weld. You're a freak. You need to be put in a home. You need to be, they need to give you a shot or put a drug in a drink and then put this, the jacket on you, the straitjacket, and then take you immediately to a rubber room. Yeah, butterfly net. You're a maniac. You're going to beat Trump in 3 to 5 Super Tuesday states. Trump, the most popular president among Republicans in history. 90+% approval among Republicans. He's beloved. No one ever heard of you. You can't get 5 votes, and you think you're going to win. Super Tuesday, Bill Weld says, is the thing I'm really focusing on. Besides New Hampshire, it has Massachusetts and Vermont, which are both crossover states, in California, which is the state that Trump has declared open war on, in Utah, where the Mormon sensibility is not consistent with Trump's personal behavior, and that's Colorado. So there's a plan to come out of Super Tuesday having won not one, but 3, 4, 5 states. Wow. And whoever this guy is, David Anthony, on the Fox News Rundown podcast. How many people are listening to the Fox News Rundown podcast? Is it more than 5 on a hand? Can I count it with more than the fingers on one hand? David Anthony. Who's David Anthony? David Anthony says, you really think you could beat the president in multiple states? Well, says, yeah, I do. Wow. You're a mentally ill person, Weld. Mentally ill. Too far gone to be considered for anything but the loony bin. And when we get back, it's going to be Jonathan Turley time. Jonathan Turley, the professor, just destroyed the entire Democrat impeachment plan. He made them look like the biggest fools that ever lived. And the college professor from the Ivy Leagues that you got to hear, who went after Barron Trump. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Roos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. We're back on USA Radio Network. Your relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. American-made and proud of it. Can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. So let's go to war. So, I guess I have to give you a station identification. I always have to mention the show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada, my wonderful hometown, adopted hometown, almost 20 years now. Edward Stolz is the owner, the operator, the founder of KBET, the man who gave me my shot in radio, thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. I don't need to say more, except I founded the Roots of the Wall Pack. Just go to RootWall.com, RootWall.com. And at that point, you will see all the videos and columns and all the reasoning why you should donate to my pack, my Roots of the Wall Pack. So head to RootWall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Oh, and I got to give that disclaimer. Always got to give the disclaimer. Root for the Wall Pack, paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Because the FEC makes you do that when you talk about your political action committee, and my lawyers demand I do it, so I do it. So here's some news headlines that, again, make me laugh. You know, they make you laugh if you don't cry. Australian woman jailed for lying on resume to land a $100,000 government job. So an Australian woman was sentenced to 1 year in prison for lying on her resume to land a government job. Veronica Hilda Thorault, 45, charged with and convicted of deception, dishonestly dealing with documents, and abuse of public office. That's in Australia. In America, you want to become president when you do that. Her name's Elizabeth Warren. Why is she not in jail? She lied on her resume to land not a $100,000 job, a $400,000 Harvard Law School job. Why isn't she in jail? I don't know. I have no idea. And then, you know, you give an inch, they want a mile. Every time with liberals and all these gay activists, I'm for gay marriage, got no problem with it. It doesn't matter. They're not happy. They want, transsexuals want everything. They want the world. So here's a transsexual activist, Jessica Yanov, who lost a lawsuit against beauty salons for refusing to wax her you-know-what area, and is now complaining that gynecologists refused to see her. She lost her case against beauty salons and was forced to pay $6,000 in damages after accusing three women of discrimination when they refused to wax her, I could say on the air, male genitalia, right? That word's okay, right? Yeah, to wax her male genitalia. Now she's upset at gynecologists who refuse to serve transgender patients. I don't know what to say except you give an inch and they take a mile, and so you can't give the inch anymore. Yeah. And then how about this one? We've got the impeachment hearing going on, and Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, he's black. And he's nutty. He's nutty. He's always nutty. Every word that comes out of his mouth is about racism, and he's the biggest racist I've ever seen. Hates white people. That's the racism that I can't stand. Reverse racism. And he actually is looking at the impeachment, and rather than talking about how Trump should be impeached, like all the white liberal nutcases are, he's complaining about the lack of diversity among the impeachment experts. Not one person of color, he says. He's complaining. Not one person of color is representative. Represented among the constitutional scholars testifying at the House Committee's impeachment hearing. Wait a minute. You mean you want to impeach the president for nothing? It's a total crime what you're doing. It's fraud. But you're mad because the people that you're using to try and frame him and fix the impeachment, those people that the Democrats hired, those crazy Ivy League professors, are all white liberals, and you're mad because even the impeachment should have diversity and people of color. I mean, how wacko can you be? That's Representative Al Green of Texas. All he sees is color. And then one last interesting story. The United Nations cries poor and issues an emergency funding appeal. They need $29 billion immediately. And this is like every liberal I've ever seen. They know how to ask for money. They know how to use a gunpoint and take money from taxpayers. But they don't know how to make money. They have no clue. They're all broke without taxpayer money. The United Nations is broke and has an emergency need for $29 billion because it's run by Marxist liberal globalists.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off. Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee receives a discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks continuing on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee as legal scholars are testifying.
You may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country feel like, excuse me, you don't get to interrupt me on this time. Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. The 16-year-old student in the STEM school Highland Ranch shooting in Colorado will be tried as an adult. A Douglas County judge denied the request to move the case to juvenile court. The alleged killer will be back in court for arraignment on December 16th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. USA Radio in hour number 3. We're on Newsmax TV. That's 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. In the meantime, I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Swiss America, with another irresistible coin offer. Gold silver has had a fantastic year. They've outperformed stock market. They're currently undervalued. They have excellent growth potential, many experts say, in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. An exclusive offer only for my listeners, U.S. Peace Dollar for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. So you get it under cost, you get it delivered, and you also get a free special report on gold and silver in 2020. You also get a free video starring your, a free DVD starring yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. So, we've got our guest here, Josh Manning, from the website WesternJournal.com. He's the senior news editor. We like to have him back every 2 weeks or so to talk about the biggest news stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the five busiest, highly trafficked websites of the conservative world, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. A little late.
Well, happy holidays now. Now it's Christmas. Now you can talk about Christmas. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
So, did you see any of today's hearings? They're hilarious, right? Hilarious.
Yes. Little snippets have popped up here and there and everywhere. And to be honest with you, Wayne, I did not turn the sound up. I knew what they were saying. I didn't see any reason to listen to it. In fact, I'll tell you something funny. One of our junior editors came into my office today, and she said, hey, these guys who are testifying right now, are we calling them witnesses? Because they really didn't witness anything, did they?
Right. Right.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I'll tell you what we'll call them. We'll call them supposed experts, because they're sure not witnesses.
No, I've said on this show for you know, I don't know, 2 months now, however long they've been talking about this nonsense, that this is the only case in history where I and you, Josh, and everybody out there, every average Joe and every average butcher, baker, and candlestick maker knows more about what Trump said to Zelensky than any of the witnesses, because he released the transcript, and we all read it. So we know exactly what Trump said. All the witnesses were lying what someone told him he said. So we know more than the witnesses. This is bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre, and I mean, this is, at this point, Trump is the most closely watched individual in the world, and to say that, oh my gosh, we pulled in the best witnesses we can find, and these are the people who know the real dirt on Trump, and not one of them could say, oh, he actually said it. That is incredibly telling, because, Wayne, if he had said it, there would be somebody out there. I mean, there's an anonymous author, for God's sake, who's writing. You know, the New York Times is on the bestseller list. He writes this anonymous book about what's happening in the Trump administration, supposedly, most likely filled with lies. And we can't even get that guy to come forward and say he said this. They don't have anything. They have nothing.
All right, so let's talk about impeachment witness Pamela Karlan, who seems to be the most unbalanced woman I've ever seen in my life and looks like all the feminist commie professors I had at Columbia University who, you know, have never had a date in their entire lives, and she's bitter, and she hates Trump, and she's set off by the Trump Hotel, and she's just a nutcase, and she's trying to go after Trump's son, Barron Trump, the most incredible thing. Well, it turns out she's a big liberal who donates to Elizabeth Warren's campaign. Surprise, surprise. Tell us about it.
Surprise, surprise. Exactly right. She donated $1,000 to Warren's campaign. This was back in July of 2019. And on top of that, she donated an additional $500 to a California Democrat who was running to unseat a Republican. I said that was in 2019. It was in 2018. I'm sorry. he's running to unseat a Republican. And so, I mean, you call these people in here, and again, they're not witnesses, right? They're not witnesses. They didn't see anything. They don't know anything firsthand. And in fact, all these people are at this point, they're calling in academics who are already notoriously liberal. They're calling in academics to ask them what the Constitution says. These are people who think the Constitution simultaneously says everything and nothing. You call these people in, and it's not even like they're objective, Wayne. It's not like they're objective. These are people who are giving money to people who want to unseat Trump.
Well, so what's the world of Mueller
charade?
Josh, all the Mueller attorneys were giving money donations to Obama and Clinton, so
yeah,
same thing, right?
Well, yeah, and those were the guys who were talking about the coup even before he took office, right? I mean, these are the same guys who were saying, oh, we're going to have to pull off a coup here to deal with this guy. I mean, it is never ending. And I remember having a discussion with somebody, this was two or three months ago, about deep state, and like, do we actually talk as if there's a deep state? And I'm not a believer in, like, the Illuminati and the Trilateral Commission and all of that business, but if by deep state you mean a group of bureaucrats who are entrenched and determined to keep their power no matter what, I think it absolutely exists. And what we're seeing here, every person occupying those seats in those committee meetings are members of the deep state. They're people who are getting contracts, they're people who are being consulted, they're people who are testifying as expert witnesses, they're this, that, and the other. And they have an interest in Donald Trump being removed from office so that he can't continue to take apart the bureaucratic state, the civil service. And that's what this is ultimately about, these people wanting to retain power. They know Trump is a threat to them, and they're going to do everything they can, including create insurance policies. If you're in the FBI, create an insurance policy to get rid of him.
And the funniest part of the hearings today, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to educate you maybe, Josh Mann, because Representative Al Green of Texas, who's one of those nutty Democrats, I mean nutty, did you hear what he took to the floor to complain about?
No, I don't think so.
The lack of diversity amongst the impeachment experts.
Oh, I didn't
see
that. Yeah,
there's not one person of color represented among the constitutional scholars testifying on the impeachment inquiry today. Can you? This is what he was complaining about. If there isn't a black person or a Hispanic person or a trans person criticizing Trump, it's not good enough that it's a bunch of white liberals criticizing Trump. Hilarious.
Yeah, it is. And the really horrifying thing is that it implies then that the truth changes based on what your skin color is or what your sexual orientation is. That somehow, if you're a gay black person, the truth is different for you. And that's simply not the case. The truth is that which corresponds with the facts. And the facts here say that Donald Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. I don't care whether you're white or black or red or whatever, blue, pink and purple polka dotted. The truth is that Trump has done absolutely nothing wrong. And that Al Green would even say that. I mean, imagine, you know, we play this game all the time, Wayne, but let's flip it. Let's say it was all African Americans on the committee and somebody came forward and said, well, you know, really there should be a white person on that committee because white people see the truth in a different way. I mean, that's utterly insane. Absolutely insane. And anybody who said that would be castigated and run out of town on a rail. But it's perfectly fine when we say it about minorities. Ridiculous.
Well, you know, the professor, what's her name, Pamela Karlan from Stanford, she was on the stand today in the impeachment inquiry, and she's talking about Trump's son. She's knocking Barron Trump.
Yeah.
And she was forced to apologize, by the way. Can you imagine if a white Republican senator made comments about Obama's children in a hearing to impeach Obama? Can you imagine if they said something about Sasha and Malia? Can you imagine the outcry from America? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and these are witnesses. These are supposed experts who are supposed to be professionals. These are the same kind of people who would call us fake news. And let me tell you something. When Barack Obama was in office, we had a policy about dealing with Sasha and Malia. And we wouldn't touch them. We believe that kids are off limits. Now, if they were to go out and take some sort of political stand on something, that's perfectly fine to cover, but we don't go after kids. These are people who are supposedly experts, the cream of the crop, the top of the class. I mean, she's at Stanford. It's a good school, and she's going after a minor because of his dad's politics, and not really even because of his dad's politics, just because his dad poses a threat to the establishment. I mean, that is so... I mean, words fail me. I wanted to say low class, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's trashy. It's trashy. It's small.
Speaking of fake news, I got to tell you a funny story. So, yeah. Josh, this morning I wake up and the very first tweet I get is from a great friend of President Trump. And I'm going to the White House, by the way, next week. I'm going to be out on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm headed to Washington, invited personally by the president to the White House. So one of my buddies, a great friend of Trump, and he tells me this morning on text, he shares like a text to 10 people, including me, that Attorney General Barr has actually indicted eight donors for giving illegal campaign cash, illegal foreign cash, to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. And then he texts me 5 minutes later and says, oh, no, I made a mistake. Ed Henry is on the list. And Ed Henry says it's fake news. Ed Henry, Fox News. And so I immediately got rid of it. I took it off Twitter. I took it off. Now I look, it's the lead story at the UK Daily Mail, that eight people were, in fact, charged for taking illegal foreign cash to Hillary Clinton's campaign. So here you have people on Fox News who are experts, who are famous anchormen and a former, I believe he was the White House correspondent. And he's telling you it's fake news. It's not fake news. And by the way, can you imagine if there was foreign cash given from the Russians to the Trump campaign? Would a CNN reporter ever say, oh, it's fake news, don't worry about it, it's not important? Even the reporters on Fox have been brainwashed to believe everything bad that's true has got to be fake news. I'll be right back. More with Josh Manning. Don't go away.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh. Because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. It tastes great. It's good for me. And Real Water's up their game again now with the Real Water Concentrate. You can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any water you're drinking, any purified water you're drinking, in any restaurant or any pizza place or any Starbucks into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can use it on coffee or tea or juice or even cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Doesn't matter where you are in the United States next week. In the United States. Doesn't matter where you are. You just give them a call. It's a Vegas number because the company's based in Vegas. But they will send you a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate so you can take the taste test. And you'll become hooked, I promise you. 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Or if you're in Vegas and you're listening to me on KBET, call that number and get their address and go on over to Real Water headquarters and get your bottle for free. You won't even pay the shipping and handling fee. So the bottle's free, but you pay shipping and handling anywhere in the country. In Vegas, you can even avoid the shipping and handling and just go pick up a free bottle. So it's 702-381-1217 or go to teamgetreal.com. Teamgetreal.com. All right, we're back with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories. And how can we not talk about Hunter Biden? Tell us about Hunter's story.
So we broke this exclusively, Wayne. We had this before absolutely everyone else when it came back that the DNA test showed it was a 99.99% chance the baby in Arkansas is his. Well, all right, the woman who had his baby has been trying to get paternity from him, trying to get him to acknowledge that he is the father of the son of the child. I'm not sure the sex. We don't know. And he has resisted that until the DNA test came back. Then he kind of, I guess, sheepishly admitted it. But anyway, we knew that a child support hearing was going to be held in Batesville, Arkansas in early December. It was held, and guess who didn't show? Hunter Biden. could not even be bothered to show up for a paternity suit dealing with his baby. Now, what's interesting is in the midst of this, he didn't show, and so his attorney turned around and quit on him.
Oh, that's why the attorney quit. I knew the attorney quit. I didn't know why. Okay, got it.
Well, there's some background here, too, with potentially some of the other Biden family attorneys. But he was represented by former Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, and McDaniel did quit. The whole thing did not go especially well for Biden. The judge wants 3 years of Biden's tax returns to determine what an appropriate amount of child support is. And as you and I both remember, he was making $80,000+ per month when he was with Burisma. So who knows how much of that he paid taxes on and claimed. But anyway, I imagine that child support is going to be a pretty big check. And now he's claiming he has no money. He's claiming he doesn't have any money, is in a bunch of debt. And how you acquire a bunch of debt when you're making $80,000 a year, I don't know. I guess you're doing cocaine off of strippers or something. But
well, there's a few reasons why I think that maybe he doesn't want his tax returns to be looked at by a judge and therefore to get
bumped. Well, number one,
if you are paid $80,000 a month outside the United States, how would the USA know if you don't file a tax return? That if someone pays you outside the United States and you choose not to report it, how would the government know if no one sends them a notice? So my guess is that's what happened. My second guess is, what if he was paid and he did report it, but he also took some major deductions? Like, let's say you report $82,000 a month comes in, but $62,000 goes out to, say, Biden's wife, your mother-in-law, your stepmom. What if he paid, what if he literally gave some of that money back to Biden, but he didn't give it directly to the VP, his dad? He gave it to the VP's wife, his stepmom. So there are a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to show your tax returns in a very sticky situation like this, right?
Well, yeah, I think you're exactly right. And to be honest, I don't think you want a court in Arkansas looking at it. I mean, it might be one thing if you can buy off a bunch of people, but there's nobody in Arkansas who owes the Bidens a favor at all.
Yeah.
This is about as out of the mainstream and away from the swamp. We were talking about the swamp earlier. It's as away from the swamp as can be. And I happen to, you know, Wayne, it's a weird deal. Through a strange happenstance, I actually happen to know the woman who has the child and her family.
These
are people that I used to live in the same town with her. I know her dad. Her dad used to do gun work for me. Great people. She is not looking to, she's not looking for fame. She's not looking for a ton of money. She just wants him to do the right thing. And that's what he's not wanting to do. Didn't even bother to show up.
All right, interesting story. This guy is, you know, as the Biden turns, he's like a living one-man soap opera. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he's snorting coke off one stripper, and he's screwing another stripper, and he's going out at it with the wife of the widow of his dead brother.
Classic.
This guy, he's leaving his crack pipe in a rental car. Oh, this guy's a winner. He is a one-man soap opera wrecking crew. As the Biden turns. All right, Josh Manning, great to have you on. WesternJournal.com. Thank you, Josh.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.